You know, some of us see life as a journey, moving from point A when we are born to point B when it's time for us to leave this life. And there's a lot of different stops along the way. Some of us, you know, travel far. Some of us don't travel so far. But I'd like all of the adults in the room, and we are supposed to all be adults, I'd like for all of the adults in the room to think back to when they were in high school. Now, for some of us, that, you know, that was a long, long time ago. But when you were in high school, and when you were in high school, each one of you, as well as myself, we had dreams or we had a vision for what our life was going to be. And some, you know, they were going to go to college and they knew exactly what they wanted to study and what they wanted to be. And some didn't want to go to college. They didn't care. Some had ambition. Some didn't have any ambition. But every one of us had a little bit of a vision, we thought, as to what our life was going to be. And I think I can probably tell you, without reservation, that none of the visions that we had in high school turned out to be correct. Because God had a plan for us. And the journey that we have been on has gone places that we never dreamed. It has taken turns we never expected. And for all of us, I trust that at this moment in your life, you are exactly where God wants you to be. And that's here in church, in the midst of your church family. And it's a pretty comfortable place to be. I'm glad to be here. You know, there were those who were going to travel. And some of them wound up getting married right there in the area where you grew up and where they grew up. And they never got out of the area. They're still there. And some of us had no idea about traveling. We never thought about it. And God has just taken us all over the world. And you've had different experiences. And now all that has taken place in your life and the life of each one of us gathered here is all accumulated here this morning. As we look back, not in regret, because Jesus said, you know, the man who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not worthy of him. We're not looking back as though we are regretting not being back there somewhere. No, we're going to look back this morning for just a brief time for the purpose of seeing what God has done this year. We're at the end of the year. There's one more day left. And then this year is gone. And we have a whole new year coming in, and we'll address that when we get into it. But for this year, I'd like us to look back just a little bit in order to glorify the one who was in control this year. There were those that you had no particular plans this year, and yet some very significant things have taken place in your life. Things you never expected. So I wonder how many of us are in places right now that we didn't plan to be. Doing things we never anticipated that we might do. You know, it's really strange if I look at my own life that I find myself where I am this morning. Because even a year ago, I would not have dreamed that my life was going to go in the direction it went. So I want us to think about what belonging to the Lord has meant to us this year. Because I believe that every one of us belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're in His church. We're a part of the church family. And so I want us to take a few minutes to think back to this last 12-month period. And we're not putting our hand to the plow and looking back with a desire to or a longing to re-experience any of that. But let's use a scripture passage for what we're going to do. So if you would, turn to the book of Ecclesiastes. And some may have a little difficulty locating that book. It's a rather short book. It comes after Psalms and Proverbs. The book of Ecclesiastes. That book was written by Solomon, one of the wisest men in the world. And though he was the wisest man in the world, he came to a very tragic end because he did not practice what he preached. And so we want to read what he said. Chapter 3 is where we want to go, because this gives us a jumping off place. Let's read chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I've seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he has set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is a gift of God. Let's pray. Father, as we look into your word, as we look into the work that you have done this year, we ask that your Holy Spirit will guide us and help us to properly see what you have accomplished in each of our lives. Father, may we see how you have used us. May we see how you have loved us. May we see how you have provided for us. And Father, may we get a glimpse of the future that you have before each one of us, that we might praise thee and no one else. Thank you, Father, for this time together this morning around your word. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So, we begin. 2 years ago, we agreed that God had put this church here, this ministry here, to reach out into the community around us. And that we needed to find some way to get the gospel into the community. And we began talking about an electronic sign. It took 2 years to accomplish that. There was over a year of seeking permits and trying to get permits, and then there was a time of gathering together what we needed to purchase a sign and then getting the sign shipped and put together and installed, that we might share the Word of God to every motorist who passes here. Approximately 40,000 people in the morning pass this church. 40,000 people go home past this church. And people, for the last year, the Word of God has been on display. We are doing what God said. And why did we do that? We did that because of what Isaiah 55:11 says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." We're doing what God has said this church needs to do. And there is no end in sight of what can be accomplished by putting the Word of God out here for the public to see. People don't go home and read their Bibles. Most of them don't. People don't go to work and read their Bibles. Most of them don't. But we have a chance to put the Word of God through their eye gate into their mind to be working in their heart. And so you continue to pray that we will be faithful. In the last year, the Lord has sent us several visitors. Some are still with us, and others have moved on to new ministries. We think of the Felber family. What a blessing they were to us. We enjoyed their talent that they shared with us and the ministry that God gave them for the time that they were with us. And then God sent them out from here. Micah is in Florida pastoring. Mike himself is up in North Dakota, and I can think of a lot of places I'd rather be than North Dakota this morning, but it was about 3 below 0 yesterday. And Andrew is in Wisconsin serving in a church. So the Lord has taken from us also. He's provided and he's taken. We still have others who are here, and we are so grateful that God has brought each of you to us. And we appreciate so much his doing that. For several years, some of us have been praying about our physical plant here, the buildings that God has placed here, and the effort that has gone into it from the people of this church to provide those buildings, to place them here, and to maintain them. And so when Connie and I came here in November of 2014, and that seems like a long time ago, November of 2014, we began to pray, "Father, use these facilities." And a year ago, the Lord moved our daycare out and another daycare in called River Point Daycare. And they have completed 1 year here now, and they have been successful, and they are continuing to grow using one of our buildings that we were having difficulty with. And then there was the high school building or the school building. And in September, They moved into that building. Actually, they moved into that building in June for summer camp, and then in September. They have completed one semester now, grades 1 through 12. God has answered our prayer. And their being here with us as a part of the ministry that we have in maintaining these buildings, the ministry that you and I have made it possible for this church to resolve its mortgage and has put us on solid financial ground. And so you keep praying for them, not that we'll continue to provide the finances, but that God will bless them and grow them and that they will get more children. God has done that, folks. We didn't do it. They came to us. They came to us. He sent them to us. That's God working in this ministry. One of the other blessings is that they, in recent months, have acquired accreditation from the state of South Carolina. So their students can go to any other school here in South Carolina and get credit for the work that they have done. That's a real praise. The Lord has been working in ways that we just can't imagine. Romans 8:28 works, and we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who is called according to his purpose. Another blessing for the Christian church family has been been our web page. You know, this church is not just sitting here. We're not just open on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. There's a lot of activities going on in this church. We have a web page, and Micah Felber, before he left, he designed our web page and he put it all together so that we could reach out to the entire world. If a person has a computer and has internet available to them, they can hear every message that has been presented for the last year here in this church. It's on our webpage. And there are people who are listening because they don't have a church home or they don't have a good church available to them. And so they are meeting together and they are listening to our messages. Isn't that something? Things are going on that none of us really think about during the day. But God is using our webpage, and there's even ability there to communicate with us if people have a question. They can submit that question to us, and we're able to answer it and to provide information about how to get saved. And I think that's pretty fantastic, but there's something even better in the works. This coming year, we're going to start streaming our services. What does that mean? That means that they will actually be able to sit in their home and be a part of this service by watching it. And that's in the works for this coming year. There's a lot of people working on our webpage. You don't know anything about it. Just like we've got people programming our sign out front. And again, they have a part of this ministry. We want you to be a part. There are going to be some opportunities for each one of you to get involved at some level because God has done what he has done in this last year. In Mark 16:15, Jesus told his disciples, "Go ye unto all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And that's exactly what we're going to do with our streaming. People who have a computer and internet access will be able to watch our services anywhere in the world. In July, we sent out 8 additional missionaries. One of those is in China. I get a newsletter from him almost every week. And he is successfully seeing people saved in China. I don't know how he's doing it. I don't know how he's staying free in such a country where there's such a big crackdown. But even in China or India or Pakistan, once we have started our streaming, right now they can get our messages via the internet and they can listen to them. But as of whenever we are able to get set up for the streaming, they will be able to sit in and watch our services. If you can't make it one Sunday morning, you simply turn on your computer and watch. You can sing with us. We won't hear your monotone or your bad notes. But be glad to have you join us that way. And so we are going to go to all the world. We, you and I, each one of you have made these things possible, but God has used you to accomplish what he has. You know, when people think about the church, they think about our services on Sunday and Wednesday, prayer time, but we're involved in even more than that. Much more than that. As a church, we sponsor Cub Scout Pack 707. They meet here on Tuesday nights. And if you want to become a part of that activity, you can. They need adults. They need help. They need supervision. They need teachers. They need people to work with the kids, to listen to the children as they accomplish their work for their merit badges. And so there's an opportunity for anybody here to help with the Cub Scouts. Now that's boys and girls now. They have accepted girls into the Cub Scouts. But they meet separately in different pack meetings, but they meet that way. Now, the church has been doing that for a number of years. Some of you know that. But what you may not know is that we have just started a Girl Scout pack, number 742. And we are now sponsoring Girl Scouts. Those would be girls from 11 to 17. And they are meeting here. The Cub Scouts meet here on Tuesday night. The Girl Scouts are meeting here on Thursday night. So if you need a parking spot on Thursday or Tuesday, you will find you can't find one around here. They are parked all over. We've got over 100 kids in Cub Scouts. And the cars are parked on the grass, and the front lot's full, back lot's full. They're in the driveways. Right now, Thursday night, is Girl Scouts, and they've got... This is a brand new pack, and they've got about 20 young ladies who are meeting with them as a part of Girl Scouts on Thursday nights. So you see, we're not just sitting here idle. These buildings are not just sitting here not being used. The Lord is using them. And we're going to have an opportunity to have input into each of these children's lives. You say, well, what about all the people who come and help? We have to approve every single worker. Did you know that? We get to approve every single worker. I have to sign and approve each one who comes as a pack leader or a den mother or a den father or a den helper before they're permitted. They background checked and made sure that they are good people. We're so grateful that we have this opportunity. It's an open door. So, yes, it's been a good year, but we must not forget our main purpose for being here, and that is to hear and to learn the Word of God. Why do we do that? Because we want the knowledge? No, Tim talked about it this morning. You find it in the book of Proverbs. We're to gain wisdom. And that wisdom is to be put to work. So we don't come just to hear. We come to learn that we might do. Doers of the word, not hearers only, as the Apostle James says. So one thing that we did as a church this past year was to expand our missionary support. Like I said, we took on 8 new missionaries, and they are already out and scattered around the world. Some of them are in Papua New Guinea. Some of them are in the Philippines. Some of them are in, one's on the way to Cameroon. North Africa, we've actually got a missionary in North Africa. We have a missionary family in Argentina. All because of you folks. We couldn't do this if it wasn't for you. People, God is blessing this ministry because of you and because of your participation in it. Don't ever think for a moment that we can spare you. We need you. We want you to be a part of this ministry. And if you're not a part right now, we want you to become a part so that you can have the blessings that God gives each one of us as we do these things for Him, and then He takes what little bit we do and He multiplies it and He works it and it grows and it becomes a significant ministry somewhere in the world. God truly has been working here at Coastal Shores. You know, it's good to stop and consider what God has done here. Not so that we can be proud or we can be boastful or we can think, oh, I'm worth something. I'm really accomplishing something. People, none of us are accomplishing anything except by the grace and strength of God. He is the one who is making it possible for us to even meet together here this morning. He has provided a place. And He is answering prayer as we submit prayer to Him. And so we don't really do things. God lets us watch Him do things. And that is so great an experience. It seems like God has done so much this year. Can there be anything left to do? That's a good question. You think there's anything we can do yet? Yeah, there's so much we could do. I'd like just to take the next few minutes just to share a little bit of what might be accomplished. And it will be up to you because you are Coastal Shores Baptist Church. It's not me. It's you. You are Coastal Shores Baptist Church. And you are the ones who are going to accomplish anything if it gets accomplished. So we have not yet finished our course. Remember, Paul wrote that he had finished his course and he was ready to go home? We haven't finished our course yet. We've still got a lot of course out there in front of us. And it will be up to you folks as to whether or not we travel further on that course. So I want to take the next few minutes to share the Word of God with you in such a way that we can see or get a glimpse of what there might be out there in front of us. Perhaps ways that you've never dreamed of. In Proverbs 29:18 it says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he." You know, there's a big misunderstanding about that verse. That verse is not talking about soul winning or having a vision for soul winning. That's not what that verse is talking about. That verse is in the Old Testament. It's in Proverbs. That verse is talking about prophets of God having visions of what God wanted for Israel. A lot of times that's used as a missionary verse and saying, you know, we've all got to have a vision for seeing souls saved and things. That's not what that verse, that's not the proper way, not taking it in its context. But we can, now that we have the entire Word of God in our hands, we don't have to have prophets anymore guiding us as to what God wants. All we have to do is read the book, and we know what God wants. So as you read your Bible, God can lay things on your heart. We're coming to the end of the year, to the close. This year is past. But we have a whole new year in front of us. Each one of you can be an instrument in God's hand. Each one of you. You say, oh, I don't know enough about the Bible to be an instrument in anybody's hand. Each one of you can be an instrument in God's hand. As you're reading your Bible, He speaks to your heart. We can do this. Or we could do that. Or you could do this. Or you could do that. And He can use you because you are not here to warm the seat that you're sitting in. Does that come as a surprise to anybody? You're here because God wants to use you. He wants you to be a part of His church family. He wants you to be a part of His kingdom and of the ministry that He has given this church. We don't want to misapply the verse, but God still can give you a vision for something He wants from you. Something that He wants from this ministry, from this family. In pre-Bible times, God would correct His church, Israel, His family, with prophets. When they were headed in the wrong direction, the prophet would come and tell them, and they would sometimes change their direction. Sometimes ignore the prophet, but each one of you has a chance to be used of God to direct the efforts of this ministry. Each one of you. I can't emphasize that strongly enough. Each one of you can be used of God if you will let Him. If He gives you a vision, share it with the family. The church family. Now, He can use you for that. There's some cautions I give you here. He will never, ever contradict what He says in this book. He will never contradict that. The Holy Spirit will not tell you that to do something that God says we should not do. But He can speak to your heart. He can use you to accomplish what He wants done. That's why we're here today. We're to contemplate what God wants from us in the year to come. We must rely upon the leading of God's Holy Spirit in the hearts of all of our people. And in the hearts of each individual church member. It's not all up to me. It's up to you. And He will use you if you will let Him. How will you know that the Holy Spirit is communicating with you? God will speak to you from His Word. And the Holy Spirit will never, never contradict the Word of God. And if you have a vision for something and there's anything in the Word that says it should not happen, then that's not from God. But God, if you are saved this morning, you have the Holy Spirit living in your heart. And He will communicate with you if you will let Him. You might say, well, how are we going to do these things without any money? We've always been struggling. We've been struggling for, you know, funds for this or funds for that. God will provide. If He lays on your heart a ministry, or if He lays on your heart a project, He will provide. He does not expect you to provide unless He has provided for you to do that. Do you understand what I'm saying? If He lays something on your heart, He's going to make it possible to do that thing. I know that in the past, mistakes have been made in judgment, in business here in the church. Former pastors with best of intentions have made some bad decisions. We're past that. We've come out from that. We've managed to overcome the mistakes. And now we are on a road where God can sustain us and keep us and use us. There is there's a verse in Romans. A lot of people don't like me when I talk about this verse, but I'm going to. In Romans 13, verse 8, it says, "Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law." This verse is saying that we are to acquit ourselves from any indebtedness. And in the next year or so, we're going to accomplish that as a church. Any unsecured indebtedness. Oh, I know. You know, when it goes to buying a house is a secured indebtedness. And by the way, you belong to that house until you get it paid for. It doesn't belong to you. And it's that way with things. If we go into debt for things, they own us. We don't own them. Anything. And God cautions us about that here in Romans 13:8. God will provide for whatever it is He wants us to do. So folks, as a ministry, we're looking for some long-term goals. Some of you will have these in your heart. We're looking for short-term goals, based upon the resources that God provides. Should each of you have a vision? It's all right if you do. It's perfectly all right. It's normal. It's a part of living for the Lord. So I would ask the question, should we have visions for the coming year? Most definitely. Does God want us to live by faith in the year to come? Yes, He does. Will we walk by faith in the year to come? That's entirely up to you. Will you walk by faith in this coming, or will you walk by sight? To be sure of this one, you can be sure of one truth. You, each one of you, are the connection between this ministry and God. That may be a scary thought, but you are the connection between this ministry and God. That's why we need you. That's why we want you here. That's why we want you to be a part of us. Let Him use you in this coming year to accomplish His will for Coastal Shores Baptist Church. Let's pray. Father, thank you. for bringing us together. Thank you, Father, for each one that you have called as your child. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, for his death on the cross to take away our sin. Thank you that someone told us about him and about what he did and about his resurrection from the dead. And Father, use your people, use each one of us as a part of this ministry to glorify yourself, and we will praise you in this year to come for all that you do. And we will praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're going to close with our last Christmas hymn. And it came upon a midnight clear. And we trust that you